Proclamation number 6533 of 27th of April, 1956. Work of the Spirit. Whatever will be given to you in that hour, that speak. I will put the words into your mouth. What else do these words mean but that my Spirit should be active in you? My Spirit is poured out upon all flesh, i.e., I myself want to express myself in a human form. The human being shall receive something which is not provided for in the human being's nature, in his bodily functions, but which demonstrates a power which cannot be fathomed by nature but which cannot be denied either, since it is an obvious effect. I will pour out my Spirit upon people, just as the process took place on my disciples after my resurrection. This act was not just a one-off. It shall and will always be repeated where the prerequisites are present which also made my disciples capable of this act, for the outpouring of the Spirit is only possible when a person has prepared himself as a right vessel through a way of life according to my will. The human being must experience a certain new birth. He must have accomplished an inner change which has transferred him from my adversary's sphere of power into my sphere so that he can receive my illumination of light of love. A process which gives him light and brightens his thinking, and he now brightly and clearly recognizes what is and remains hidden from his fellow human being until he has likewise accomplished this change of nature. And this irradiation of love can take place with such a different intensity, depending on the human being's degree of love and maturity, so that the working of the Spirit becomes apparent in most different ways. That the human being can work miracles, heal the sick, teach in all wisdom or also reveal the future to his fellow human beings on my behalf. But it is always the same Spirit which accomplishes this. It is my Spirit which pours into every human heart which has prepared itself to be a proper receptacle of my divine flow of love. A power which remained ineffective until my crucifixion was now able to permeate after the act of salvation and enliven people in many ways, for anyone pervaded by my Spirit has conquered the darkness of death. He has been given light, knowledge has been imparted to him which only the Spirit from God could convey to him. His thinking is enlightened and he has received all of his knowledge from me, because my Spirit now fills him, which informs him about all things. But my Spirit can only pour into a suitable vessel. All of you humans can form yourselves into suitable vessels if you live according to my will, if you form yourselves into love again. I make only this a condition for you in order to be able to pour out my Spirit upon you who still walk the earth ignorantly. Cultivate love. Through my crucifixion I have acquired the strength you need to work with love, because as human beings you are still weak. If you now turn to me in Jesus Christ and request this strength, then you will also succeed in performing works of love, and through these you will purify your heart and align it well. The more eagerly you practice love, the brighter your inner being becomes. You receive me myself because you attract me through every work of love. But when I myself am present to you, everything must be bright and clear, and I must also express myself to you. And now my Spirit fills your hearts and guides you into all truth. It gives you strength in abundance. You see what was previously hidden from you. You are no longer weak, gloomy creatures, but you have acquired light and strength through love. You have requested my spirit which now works in you, which enlightens you, which teaches you, which proves my presence to you, which I promised you with the words, I will stay with you until the end of the age. Amen.